Hello, hello. This is JT, and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Today, I want to share with you a very special experience I had last week. As you know, fine-tuning, transformation, change, transition, it's all part of my day-to-day life. And I'm always curious and I always want to know more about how other people change, transform, what means are they using. And so today I will share with you something I haven't heard about until last week, and it's trichotherapy. Yeah, you've heard me, trichotherapy. It's all happening in a hair salon. And I'm not talking here transformation from blonde to red hair or from short hair to long hair. I am talking about something very different. So a week ago, I was on my LinkedIn and I saw this gentleman, Lorenzo, posting something, and it was about trichotherapy. I knew nothing about it, but there was very interesting videos about the hair and very interesting videos about a special technique. And so I saw this guy was in Montreal. I am in Montreal. So I messaged him. And a day later, I was in his very unique salon. So first thing I must say, he's a gentleman. What a gentleman in the sense of having great manner, but also gentle, like a really nice person. I get into the salon and there's candles, Tibetan balls, hardly any product. There's one little bottle, which is very different, right, than regular salon we would go to. So I sit on a chair and we do breathing exercises. So far, it's like my sessions. People are doing breathing exercises to start. So I was familiar with that. Then he presented me with a tanto. A tanto is kind of a knife that the samurai used. So he gave it to me so that I could see what it was. And he said that he would cut my hair with this samurai little, you know, knife. Ooh, I'm like, okay, what does my hair will be looking like? So anyway, I was a bit, you know, but I was ready for the experience. And then he explained to me how the hair vibrates. Our hair are like trees, you know, pollution, light, and everything. It's capturing all this, which I didn't know. Frankly, I know nothing about hair. So I thought that was quite interesting. And then he explained to me that we have different zone over our head, like different time of our life, like, you know, childhood and teenager years, and there's a feminine side and a masculine side. So far, it was quite interesting in terms of learning new things. I love to learn. I'm a very curious person. But then I also like to see how this, you know, tanto, this little knife, and this setting would help me transform, change, or just fine-tune. So first step was to play with my hair. You know, hairdressers, they do that. Like they go and they shuffle your hair like this. I don't know if you can hear it, but you know, they're kind of look and sense and touch your hair. And he said to me, oh, what happened to you 3 to 4 years ago? I said, well, I changed my life totally. He said, okay, well, I can see that in your hair. And I asked him why, and he showed me where and the texture of my hair and everything. But I must say, this is something that happened to me 3 or 4 years ago when I did stop drinking and change my life. I went to my hairdresser maybe 6, 9 months after, and she looked at my hair and she said, yeah, what did you do 3 months ago or 4 months ago? I said, well, I changed my life. I stopped drinking. She says, oh, I can see that in your hair. So apparently that is something really well known in the hair world, but I had no clue about it. So he told me about this. And then, you know, ask me other questions about my hair and give me a few tips about, you know, the type of hair I had, which is, you know, it's all good. Until then, it's very normal. Then he takes the little samurai knife, like the tanto, and he starts chopping my hair. And I know all the women here that have big eyes saying, oh my God, you know, we all remember one day we went out of the hairdresser and we were crying because our hair was too short, our hair was too dark, our hair was too this or too that. And, you know, I kind of said, well, I'm in for the experience, so let's see. So he started chopping my hair, and this apparently cleans really your follicle and your hair because it makes your hair really vibrate instead of a scissor. So he showed me what he cut, and it was very small, and I had the impression it was a lot. And I said, oh, you can cut more, because I'm like many of us, you know, growing my natural gray hair. And we all want to shop it so that eventually, instead of being bicolor, we become, you know, unigree or one color. So chopping. My hair that had been wet before, that he wet with his hand and a little bit of essential oil or something, but it was very gentle, and the water was from a Tibetan boil. So it was very unique as a way of having my hair wet. And then the third step, which is the, it's kind of a razor blade, and then it passes the razor blade very rapidly, a little bit everywhere on your hair. And then the razor blade. So the razor blade goes everywhere very fast. and it's like, oh my God, this is going to chop my hair. But it's really to make it smooth and to make it shiny. And, you know, and then he dried it with his hand slowly. And my hair looked very nice, actually. My hair looked very shiny and bouncy, like it was really bouncing. So you may wonder at this point, right? Why the hell is she talking to us about her hair story? And how transformative is that thing? Really what it is that he's called an energetic hairdresser. So basically, what they do is they restore, they take away the things you don't need anymore. That's the philosophy behind that. So he, after the cut, he kind of was on the floor grabbing the hair. And I'm like, why doesn't he take a broom, right? And he kind of took all the hair and then gave me the hair. And he said, oh, this is everything that you have let go that you no longer need. And this is when I started to say, okay, I want to believe that. I choose to believe that this is true. I choose to believe that this is working. I choose to believe that the things he told me while he was cutting my hair that had been issues in my past and in my present was absolutely leaving me, and I was leaving that behind. My point today and my question to you is, what would you like to have chopped from your hair? What would you like to have out of your life that no longer serves you, that you no longer need? And what means are you willing to take to make this happen? I do it with my clients all the time, letting go of past stories, whole beliefs, etc. But I like to explore other ways to do it too, because I find it's always fascinating. I think this part seemed like a little fine-tuning as far as I'm concerned, but I can see why for some people it could be a change, or maybe a transition. Funny enough, he said to me, you know, be attentive about your dreams in the next days to come. And I dream a lot. I think that's going to be probably an episode, but I dream a lot. And I remember my dream, and I have a very vivid dream. And in fact, I did a very awkward dream the night after, which is a very old dream, a recurrent dream. But that was very interesting. So the idea behind this, again, is what is in your life right now that you want to let go of? What is in your life from your past and from your present that no longer serves you, that you want to let go? And what are you willing to do to let this go? Again, it's all about what we believe. And I decided that I am going to believe that this is true, that I have let go of weight, of beliefs, of stories that no longer, of memories that no longer serves me and that I no longer need in my life. In fact, after he gives you the hair so you can take with you and you can absolutely do a ritual with it, which I did because I like the little ritual. I find that they help us experience a before and after. It's like in our head, it's done. And I do that. I do a little ritual every time I have a session with a client after kind of close the session and say, you know, to myself, well, you know, everything that happened in this session, you know, may this be for the highest good of my client and my highest good as well. And, you know, I always think that way and do a little ritual after each of my sessions. So voila, that was the story at the hair salon. And I invite you to drop your comment. I invite you to also think about what you want to let go of. You might write it down and see what other people also want to let go and what means are they ready to take. Or have you ever had an experience like that in your life before where, you know, something pop up you never experienced and you went into the journey and into the experience. So as you know, I do offer a 33 minutes. So if you do want to talk about those things you want to let go of, you're more than welcome to follow the link below and book a 33 minutes call. And until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.